modern smoker.
You know, people want to know that there's not going to be a military engagement entanglement like in Iraq and like in Afghanistan. We've got a very skeptical public.
All right, skeptical indeed. I think without a doubt, that is 100% correct. You nailed it. Congresswoman Ileana Ross-Lehtinen, Republican from Florida, talking about Syria. We are definitely a war-weary nation. The idea of jumping into the Syria fray and what's now unfolding there, of course, while it sickens so many of us, the idea of jumping into the middle of this is not a warm and welcomed one, to say the least. So the president shocks a few people and decides that he's going to wait for Congress to give their stamp of approval. And they're on vacation, not back till the 9th. But to get Congress to say yes, the president realizes he has to have Republicans and Democrats, the House and the Senate, if this is what he's put out there as the stake, and not a lot of time to do that. So Senator John McCain, Senator Lindsey Graham met with the president at the White House, and they went on a little bit of a brainstorming session, I suppose, as to where they were ultimately headed. Several Congress people and senators have spoken out against not supporting any kind of an action in Syria. Ultimately, the American people, I think, are tired of this and just many people drawing the line in the sand. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Where do you stand on this? You can always flip in your 2 cents, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. You want some good news? While this decision on Syria going back and forth over what's going to happen, Zach Badoff will join us in our next show to talk about it. He's coming back from one of those Syrian camps and has some real insight into what the true scoop is. While this is happening, the Rim Fire is now the fourth place on California's list of deadly large wildfires. That goes back to the 30s. But here's the good part, that it's 70% contained, which is great for the people on the ground fighting it. At one point, there's almost 4,000 people. 4,000 people. You know when people say, oh, chances of winning the lottery are 1 in 175 million. It's kind of like getting struck by lightning. Do you know three men who tried to hide underneath a tractor trailer truck when it started to rain? They did that, and they were struck by lightning. One man was killed. Two other were injured. If there is a fire, the thing to do is get near rubber. The thing to do is lay down in the car, but certainly not putting yourself out in the open in any way. Southwest had a problem. Southwest, one of their jets, had to go back to Raleigh, North Carolina. After hitting a bird shortly after taking off, there weren't any injuries. That's the good news there. You know, this kind of stuff is happening more and more with the geese, which is a serious problem as far as some airlines are concerned. It just depends on where the flight is taking off from and where it's landing and all that kind of stuff. Now, the Southwest plane was pretty big, a 737. They had five people on the crew and a lot of passengers who were a little bit jittery after this. They were going to Chicago midway. And they decided they would have to inspect it, of course, after something like that happens and just re-rack all of the people. But I'll tell you what, if a bird hits a plane that I'm getting ready to take off on or I've just taken off on and they turn around, I'm all good with that. How about you? I'm not going to rant and rave like a crazy maniac and demand explanations and everything else. I'm going to be happy that it didn't take that engine down and that we or safe on the ground, even if we have to wait somewhere, and that's kind of a bummer. But when something crazy like that happens, the the best thing to, I mean, the best thing to do is to return if they can return. So they were able to do that, and that's good news. If they weren't, it would be a whole different story. Schools without air. Can you imagine? I can't imagine because I grew up in a humid place where they always had air and there were fans going and everything else. I can't remember. I'd have to really think back, but I don't remember ever having a no air deal. But some of these earlier start dates have students just sweating it out in Chicago and other places because they don't have the fans, the things that they need normally to cool off the classrooms. And I don't know how any kid, I am so sorry, is going to concentrate if they are sweltering. When you know how this is, when you're in a small confined area and it's hot, you're going to block out, under the best conditions, half of what you're hearing. And I would say with everybody sweating, it would have to be tough to focus. And they should, I think they should just, if they can, keep the kids out and, you know, let this weird phenomenon pass and then go back to school. And, you know, did you ever sit in a classroom where you felt like you were in a pizza oven because it was so hot? I mean, that's, like I said, not conducive to learning. And we have listeners in Fargo, North Dakota. Write me a note if you're in this situation. I want to hear what your kids are saying. And also from St. Joseph, Missouri, some kids there struggling too. And schools in Minneapolis even closed down because it was so hot. Ugh, can't imagine, like I said. It was tough enough. When you're a kid, it is tough enough to focus. Especially when you decide there's a subject you can't understand no matter what. Have you ever been there? Oh, I'm bad at math. Oh, I can't spell. Oh, I can't read well to save my life. Whatever it is. And once you designate that as your, that's your Achilles heel. And then you're sweating in the classroom. Oh, yeah. That would be rough. But the air conditioning is expensive. And who pays for the air conditioning at the schools? And then trying to get the money from the school districts is pretty tough. I feel for you, for any of those kids that are back from Labor Day and they got to get back in there Tuesday and be part of these classrooms and try to focus on whatever subject it is. And I think that is a really, really tough, tough battle anyway, but especially when we're talking about now it's been weeks and weeks and weeks in some of these places in the Midwest and they're stuck. Some people are bringing fans or donating fans, but that's not enough. And when you have enough people in a room, all of you know it, it's the fan can only do so much. In good situations, it's great and distributes the air, but for the most part, in any kind of these brick-constructed buildings, it'd be very, very tough to figure out a way to focus, right? Very tough. That's why I feel for those firemen. We're talking about Yosemite, 70% contained. That's great. Just think of the hours of pounding that they're taking on the line with all the equipment and everything. If they don't soon get it under contained, you think a few of them might collapse. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way over the wall. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today, or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
This segment, let's check that mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. Joe Martin says, Kate, I enjoy listening to your radio show. It's interesting the way your mind works. I have to throw in my two cents on Syria. It sounds barbaric. I know about the people. It's awful. Gas is unbelievable. It sure is. But I'm going to say we need to stay out of this. The deeper we get implanted in the Middle East, it seems to be the worse things get. And then everybody wants our help. Once we get there, they throw it in our face. I don't understand why we are wasting our resources. We are a nation that tries to help others. And maybe in one way that's a good thing, but now we've been taken advantage of. And I feel as though we really have to say no on Syria. Well, cat's out of the bag, it ain't happening. There is no on Syria. I think it's a question of how is this going to be gone about, and will there be the blessing of Congress, which I believe this was also, in one way, the president doing this was a smart move from a political perspective and a public relations perspective, because for the people that think we should go into Syria, the people that believe we should be there and should have been there, then the fact that you're enlisting Congress means you can find out who says no and who says yes and go from there. And it could be helpful to them. Now, if the answer is no in the House and no in the Senate, no, you know, there's not enough votes to get it going, it doesn't work and it blows up, then that's a bad thing. That's catastrophic from that point of view. Bottom line is, I think that the idea of war in any sense has people just saying to themselves, we can't keep doing this. It's always an emergency. It's always dire. It's always barbaric. And we can't let everybody else fight it out. What are we doing? We can't be in the middle of this. And then pictures are released from 2009 with how many meetings did John Kerry have with Assad, and talking about the Syrian regime and how, you know, they're our partners and we have to embrace the regime. And, of course, now it is a handful of years later, and this is blowing up on the guy who is now the Secretary of State. And, of course, you could say, well, it was different then in Syria, and it was, but we're seen embracing the wrong person again. Mohamed Morsi, woohoo, he's our guy. Muslim Brotherhood, he's out. Egypt's a mess. Now you have the Assad thing, and, yep, I forget what website I was on, but somewhere, and these pictures are floating around all over the place. And, of course, it's easy to dig up something that happened in the past, and why was Kerry there in the first place? Well, he was part of an envoy, so it's not a let's get so much John Kerry on this one. But it just goes to show you, he met with him 5 times. The Syrian dictator, who is now turning gas on his own people, who is blowing them up through walls. And this was just a handful of years ago. They were engaging Assad. And now telling, you know, members of Congress that we have to move away from a policy based on dictating decisions. We have to move away from that. And that if you go back a few years ago, it was about the proper understanding by Washington of regional issues and common interests. But in fact, what's happening is quite the opposite. I mean, it's quite the opposite as far as the world stage is concerned. And Kerry, who, I'll say this again, is not a senator from Massachusetts any longer. He is the Secretary of State, as you all know. And he considers Syria a key player in, and he did it one time, certainly, in efforts to revive the Middle East peace process. Wow! That Syria is an essential player. So what does that mean about Assad? Differences, that they had a frank exchange on any differences and agreements about the possibilities of peace? How many possibilities of peace with Assad with what's happened there? And many of you have pointed to this. So let's go through quickly another couple of emails, since I don't want to go off on and digress and go into a different territory. This one from Tom in Illinois, and Tom says, Assad is a murderous thug. Whatever he wasn't before. Whatever's going on, it doesn't matter. Bottom line is, we backed the wrong guy again and again and again. We cannot do anything but ditch this situation in the Middle East before we quickly, as you put it, Ms. Delaney, sink in the quicksand of what is ultimately nothing but misery and money and lives wasted over and over again as we continue to get into the middle of things that we have no business being in the middle of. This one from Alan in Florida. No way, no how, no deal. Stay out of Syria. Stay out of, in fact, all the conflicts in the Middle East, unless it involves our brother, Israel. Well, Israel's squirming, and that's the problem, Alan. They're squirming because of the situation they're in. Imagine gas being used on the Israelis, and they're all scattering to get gas masks because of what's happened in Syria. You know, Egypt used to be kind of boundary-wise the blocker for Israel, but they're not that any longer, certainly with everything that's happened there. All right, this one comes to us from Gare, who's listening to us in the great state of Texas. And he says, Kate, I listen to the show as much as I can when I'm awake, And sometimes I get a chuckle. Lately, it's been such serious business with Syria. And I think we need to unwind ourselves from this and just simply extract. It's time to move on. I've heard you say a phrase, something about changing the narrative. It's time to change the narrative. This is a losing situation. I don't care who begs us to go in. It's not the right thing to do. All right, quickly, to be sure, there were some others on the other side. This one from Bert. He says, hello, America, tonight. How can these people call your show and possibly say that we should just leave people in a situation where gas is being used on them? Didn't we learn the lessons from the past? Imagine if people thought that was okay to happen to Americans. Imagine if chemical weapons hit our shores. What a panic we'd all be in. We are nothing if not humanitarians. We need to help no matter what the cost. And then this one comes to us from Jane, who also says a similar thing. Been listening to the show for a long time. I like the fact that you invite all kinds of opinions. I probably should have called the other night, but I was just too darn tired. I am so surprised by some of the people who I've heard recently on America Tonight suggesting that no matter what, we cannot be involved or invest in any way in Syria. How can you allow innocent children to be gassed and to explode from the inside? It's just sickening, I tell you. What if that were to happen here in the United States? We'd all be singing a different tune, wouldn't we? And then one last one, bouncing things out. This one from Jack, listening to us in Vermont. And Jack says, maple syrup kind of guy. I had to laugh when you talked about maple syrup maybe a year ago. And who had the best? Without a doubt, it's Vermont. I don't care what the people in New Hampshire say. On to Syria. We have to go and help those poor people. Who is going to help them otherwise? We are the most powerful nation still on the face of the earth, believe it or not. Missiles, missiles, missiles. We have those drones. Let's use those drones and help the people as much as we possibly can. All right, you get the idea. If you've never sent us your thoughts, you can easily do that. Go to americatonight.net. You'll see contact. Click on contact, and let your thoughts flow. Stay with us. More to come here in just a few minutes on America Tonight.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Still loom over Syria, not a big, this is nothing new. Now that Congress has to weigh in, what will full Congress vote? I don't know that there really is a possibility of a complete bipartisan deal here, maybe. If I were a betting person, I would say no. And then the president is trying to win over international allies who are not thrilled about this either. So there's not necessarily as much support as you would think. Judging by some of the people who have written us emails saying that they cannot believe that people do not think that we should go into Syria, because how could we be so cold and so barbaric? But the questions abound, and this could all blow up on the president trying to get the approval of Congress. So this is wait and see, because we still have more time here. An interesting thing happened as far as Syria is concerned, a recruiting website for the Marines. This was big news, you know, almost anywhere. If you had jumped on your computer, you would have seen it. A recruiting website for the Marines was tampered with and redirected to show a pro-Assad message on Monday. They do say no information was at risk, that the website wasn't hacked but temporarily redirected. See, who redirected it? They don't know who's responsible for it. It was redirected to a message from the Syrian Electronic Army. The hacker group claimed responsibility for disrupting the New York Times website, Twitter, and other social media sites that they see as sympathetic to Syrians' rebels Isn't that wild? The message to the Marine Corps was a plea for Americans to fight alongside the Syrian army and not to aid the rebels. And you know where we're at with that, that the president's looking for approval for the intervention to respond to what happened with the chemical weapons attack on the rebels who were trying to oust Assad. And so isn't that interesting, turning that around, the hacker getting in there and then throwing, you know, redirecting the website. Is anything safe anymore? There's the big problem. There's the new frontier. It's not a new frontier. It's something we've known for a while. But, boom, they just get right in the Marine website. No big deal. No big deal. We'll get into that site. Are you kidding me? I mean, there's the other big question for you. Ah, yeah, we'll just hack into it. We can hack into it, and we can direct it however we want to direct it. And so guess what? We're going to direct it in a completely wrong direction from what you want to see. Because we perceive you to be sympathetic in the other direction. So we want to show you what it looks like in our world. I mean, luckily it wasn't a permanent thing, but it's just one more deal to show how the net is so wide open, isn't it, when it comes to the Internet? I mean, wide open. So two-thirds of us at this point, you know, I am the poll princess. I say that often. And if we look at the recent polls, and boy, there have been a lot of polls, certainly, on this topic. It's red poker hot. I was even thinking something would happen over the weekend, and we'd be jumping on the air, but nothing happened over the weekend. So, just like in the United States, the Brits are doing their own polling. And the Independent did a poll that showed two-thirds opposed strikes on Syria. And you think of the British and the temperament of the people, in a sense, for this kind of thing. And the Iraq War was it. I mean, once the Iraq War happened, the Brits didn't want anything to do with anything in the Middle East. So that's a 2-to-1 margin. The Brits oppose Obama's plan for military strikes against the Assad folks, and say the UK should just keep out of all conflicts in the area for the foreseeable future. Did you agree with those people in England? Should the United States just keep out of all conflicts in the region for the foreseeable future? David Cameron and Nick Clegg rejected party pressure from the MPs and peers for another Commons vote on whether British forces should be used to join the airstrikes in Syria. Only 4 days after the MPs rejected the Prime Minister's plan to take part. So they don't want anything to do with this. They're rebuffing this. They're saying, forget it. If you want to stand on that dock, on that edge, you can stand there alone. So the U.S. will go after, whether collateral damage, whatever happens, they'll go after, this is going to happen. They're going to go after Assad, or we're going to go after Assad with or without permission, I believe, from Congress. So that is going to send a clear message to the Hill, too, if they vote not to do that, certainly. And I think if I were Israel, I would be worried. If I were Israel, I would want to know. What is the level of commitment? What's happening here? Because they're standing out there on a limb by themselves, and where's the backup for Israel? And the answer is, there isn't any backup for Israel at this point, if we're out. If we're out, and we're not continuing to invest in the sands of the Middle East, especially with what's happened lately, they know they're in a predicament. They know they're paddling as fast as they can by themselves, without a doubt. So how about that? I want to make sure that we mix in a few other things as well. I can't help myself because I think the Syrian thing couldn't be bigger because of what it could ultimately mean for us. But some quick headliners for you, because we're going to ultimately go to Tanya Markiel in our next segment. But bravo to Diana Nyad, who walked on to the Key West shore Monday, becoming the first person to swim from Cuba to Florida without the help of a shark cage. Yeah. And this is a woman in her 60s, in her mid-60s, and had a hard time making this happen, but finally has made it happen. So, woohoo! She gets high fives of the day. That's a big deal. From to Florida from Cuba, no shark cage. All the things that ultimately happen to you when you're making this trek. And as I said, this is a woman who has tried and hasn't been able to do it, but now has finally made it happen, and good for her, 64 years old. And she's the first person to do that, so that's a record. She got to the beach just before 2 in the afternoon, 53 hours after she started her swim in Havana. I think you could swim for 53 hours. I mean, not even close could I swim for 53 hours. She's a pro, but still. So there was spectators all over the place. They were taking pictures. They were screaming for her. When she got there, she's put on a stretcher. She got medical treatment. She gets an IV. Her lips were swollen. That's what's going to happen in the water. That's a 105th try to do it. It was a 110-mile swim. She tried three times in 2011 and 2012. She also tried, check this out, back in 1978. So before, she had jellyfish stings. Her face was puffy, swollen. She had boat trouble, storms, terrible currents, all kinds of things. And this time it was meant to be. It was meant to be. She's tried some other cool things like that before, but this is pretty... I mean, this is pretty amazing. She got her first national, I think, spotlight. It was in the mid-70s. She swam the 28 miles around the island of Manhattan just under 8 hours. Yeah, pretty cool. And she's done some other wild kinds of swims, some of them pretty darn dangerous. But here she did without the shark cage. Wow. All right, the American men are out of the U.S. Open. It is our Open. It is tennis, I know, but it is our U.S. Open. And now, superstar, always a crowd favorite, all-time good guy, Roger Federer, is out in the fourth round of the U.S. Open. So the possibility of a Rafa Nadal-Roger Federer showdown has been nixed because of that. And Tommy Robredo was the guy who beat him. He was the 19th seed, and he beat him 7-6, 6-3, 6-4. Federer had won all of the 10 previous times that he met Robredo on the court, but this time it just wasn't his day. It just didn't happen. He hadn't dropped a set since entering the match, but then he just collapsed. He collided, and Robredo had the right stuff at the right time. So it was supposed to be in the afternoon, the match, but it was moved to another court 4 hours after the rain. And, you know, did that affect him? You know, who knows? But he was trying to break the all-time record of 41 major quarterfinal appearances. Jimmy Connors had that, and it didn't happen. How about that? Tommy Robredo, the stopper of the greatness of Swiss tennis star Roger Federer. Thinking about your house and the value of your house, our next guest talks about the housing market and where it is now in our weekly re-rack. Hang with us.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hey, all you Dead Doctors Don't Lie fans, this is Justin Baker. If you missed the Doc Wallach seminar in January right here in Santa Cruz, then now is your chance to see him again. Dr. Wallach is going to be doing a Central California health tour the first week in September 2013. You'll have 4 opportunities to attend his world-renowned health lecture, which is helping people from around the globe reverse disease. Doc will be at the Pacific Cultural Center at 1307 Seabright Avenue in Santa Cruz on Tuesday, September 3rd. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. On Wednesday, September 4th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Modesto at Soul Harvest Worship Center, 4718 Greenleaf Court, followed by 2 lectures on Thursday, September 5th at 10:30 a.m. at Mosswood Park Great Hall at 3612 Webster Street in Oakland. And the last event of the health tour will be in Sacramento the evening of September 5th at 6:30 p.m. at the Church of Scientology at 1007 6th Street. Don't miss these life-changing events. Seating is limited, so contact me today at 831-331-9523. That's 831-331-9523 to reserve your free VIP seats.
Marfiel's in the wings. You remember her. We had her at the beginning of the year talking about housing. And now here we are for another check-in halfway, almost through, actually, the year. And we have new headlines and things to talk about. In fact, when it comes to new homes, saying that sales have, I've just been reading the statistics, have taken the biggest drop since 2010. Tanya, I remember we were having these discussions about forecasting and what it was going to look like. Are you surprised or no, this is what you thought would happen?
No, these are great. You know, really, all except for that number, it's been great numbers for housing. And even the numbers that haven't been so good are okay because it's showing a balance. And what we really want to see in housing is stabilization. That number for new home sales is interesting. Nobody would have ever thought that it would have been that low. But you have to think of a couple of things that nobody's really thinking about. You have to realize that building is a process. Taking a lot from a raw piece of dirt up through entitlements to plotting and going through the build time where a human can actually purchase it takes time. And builders have a lot of inventory built up. Well, they're out of that inventory and they're now having to get other pieces of land and take it through that process. So it's not just interest rates, are the reason that we've seen that number spike.
All right, and last time when we were together, we were also talking about looking at numbers that we were seeing that a lot of people were finding the good buys because you're the CEO of Team Investments, and one of the things that you talked about is people that are picking up real estate investments because, hey, we're not going to make any more land. Land is still one of the best investments. It depends on the pickup, where you go, location, all that kind of thing. So what are the best locations right now for that?
You know, location really hasn't changed too much since December. Arizona, Florida,
some parts of California. It depends on what you're buying for. And if you're buying as an investment, more so than the real estate itself, you got to look at jobs and what's driving that real estate to look like it's looking. So when you look at that, and if you're going to buy and hold like a lot of the large hedge funds are doing, you know, you want to go where jobs are, where there's good rental income. That's what you want to look at. And that really still is Arizona and Florida.
Wow, really? So, and when you're talking about a place like Florida, are you saying all of the Sunshine State, or, you know, everybody wants a piece of the beach? So your beach type areas, can you still get some good bargains there?
You can, but really, there's deals all over Florida, and they're different types of deals, right? Miami's always going to be a hot market because it's a vacation destination, huge international buyer pool. That's always going to be a place for where people want to buy and go. But then you look at a place like Orlando, and Orlando is big because it has lots of jobs. So if I'm looking at rentals, I may really want to consider Orlando. Orlando has a great, healthy job market, really due to Disney.
Really? How about that? And do you find that with investors, I mean, obviously there's syndicates where people have a lot of different partners and whatnot, but I've recently run into this when I knew we were going to have you on, and I just called even the people in my neighborhood. In other words, I just talked to them, and I found out that right across the street from me, two neighbors, then the neighbor down and the neighbor down, all in my development had rental properties.
Yeah.
And they told me that that's what has been just for them the best thing they ever did. So do you find that sometimes it's individual people and they just say, hey, I have that same philosophy about they're not making more land, this is the right thing to do, and boom, let's go.
I think a lot of times you find that. You know, when I look at people's, when people come to me and they want to invest, I take everyone individually. But a lot of times buying, holding, and renting something out is the absolute best strategy. You know, you have to realize that real estate is the only thing where you can walk into a bank they want to give you money for, right? They want to leverage it. You can go to someone else and rent it out and have them pay that mortgage. You get to keep the overage, and you make appreciation on it. There's not another asset out there where you can do all of those things.
True. But here's the thing. Before, you had trouble getting the bank note. Is that starting to get easier?
Yeah, there's some loosening of lending criteria, but for the most part, you're still, especially with an investment, you're putting down 25% to 30%, and you got to have provable income.
Yeah, as long as you have, I mean, that's the whole thing. See, we live in a world, and you know this too, of entrepreneurs. You know, there are people that are entrepreneurs that are doing quite well. I mean, that's what the country is, the backbone of the country. So there it can be a little tricky. What do you do if you're somebody who's an entrepreneur? You just have to keep showing your tax returns?
Yeah, very tricky, you know, because as an entrepreneur, you want to take advantage of the tax code, and yet when you take advantage of the tax code and it doesn't look like you make very much money, you're not going to be able to buy very much real estate. So it's a catch-22, but really, for the most part, entrepreneurs need to plan on putting down 25% to 30%. Having good credit and provable income, and, you know, you're still able to buy. And with the recent spike in interest rates, even albeit so slight, we're really seeing some of the regional banks come back to life. And that's a good thing because it gives more opportunity for people like you and I who are self-employed.
Right, right. It's interesting because there has been a bounce back, and you're talking about some of the areas. You know, you mentioned Florida and California. What's the deal with California? Does it depend on where you are in Los Angeles or San Diego or San Francisco? Is it that location thing and what's happened there? Because remember, what was it, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, we were talking about it was horrific. It was a massacre in California.
We were waiting for it to literally fall off into the ocean,
yes,
right?
Yes, we're waiting for it to break away and float away, yes.
It really depends on where you are. There's a lot of bidding wars in California because prices are still relatively low. Interest rates are still relatively low. So there are bidding wars. But then you have a place like Richmond, who wants to implement eminent domain instead of foreclosures, which is just the worst idea ever because we've got to keep the government out of housing. But, you know, there's a lot going on in California. You need to be very careful and know exactly what you're buying, and not just in California, but anywhere.
Yeah, that's true. So let me ask you about this. We were talking about California. When it was tricky to pick up houses in certain areas, true story, I had a friend that was looking for a house, was determined to live in Westlake Village. No houses. Finally said to the real estate person, because what was happening, if a house came up, somebody would come in from another country or mm-hmm. from an investment group. And you know what they did? They'd say, well, we're going to give you, they'd open, I'm not kidding you, they would literally open a suitcase full of cash mm-hmm. and say, here's the cash I didn't think you could do that. Here's the cash we can give you right this second. And of course, they would jump at it. So,
right.
So finally what happened is she sent the realtor knocking on doors to see if anyone wanted to sell, and somebody did. Somebody said,
no, that's absolutely the case. You know, it's so funny. You hear these stories and people are like, yeah, right. I believe it at this point in time because housing has really come back with a boom, and it really is a driving force in the economy. I mean, we saw existing home sales last week alone up 7%. That
wow.
is the largest gain since 2009, and it's great to see existing home sales. Those are homes that have been built, you know, lived in, been there, done that, and people are buying again. So that's a great thing, and it really just shows that housing really is still in strong demand and is a driving force in the economy.
Yeah. Do you, you got to tell us a crazy story. I don't think I had you tell me one last time. In all your years in real estate, what's the craziest thing that you've seen?
Oh, boy, you're going to put me on the spot. I can't
come
think
on,
of anything
Tanya.
Off the top of my head.
You have one. Just come on. Cash floating from the ceiling. Something. I know it. In Miami, of all places.
Right? I know.
Yes.
You know, I really don't have any crazy stories. I guess I'm pretty boring when it comes to the craziness. I like it simple.
The Brazilian.
I'll think of one and have it ready for you for the
yeah.
next time
I'm thinking.
Talk.
I'm thinking like Miami Vice, the Brazilians riding in on their, or actually coming in with one of their giant yachts and then plopping down the money that way. Because what I heard is in Miami, that's what's happening, that the Brazilians are buying a lot of those properties.
You know, they are, and they are buying for cash. But I don't necessarily know that anyone's coming in with a boatload of dollar bills.
Is it in Miami? Is it because I used to spend a lot of time in Miami, and I'm sure people listening across America are laughing at that. I mean, if I had golf clubs in a car, I was going next. I was on my next adventure. So in Miami, there was those great high rises on the water, and they used to just be jammed. You couldn't even get in there. And then everybody fled from them. Now are they selling again?
Oh, they're absolutely selling again. I remember being in Miami in 2009, and it was almost like, a deserted island on some of those high rises. We stayed in Trump Towers down, I guess it would just be south of South Beach, and it was just deserted. And now all of those high rises are full again.
That's good news for people like you, Tanya.
Great news.
Tanya Barfield, thanks so much. You can check her out at teaminvestmentsinc.com. It was a lot of fun. You got to come up with a funny story.
I'm going to think of one and make sure that I tell you.
All right. That's good. Thank you, Tanya.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.